Human?
Yes, you. There aren't any other humans here. Who else did you think I was talking to?
Isn't it a bit dangerous for your kind to be wandering outside your towns this time of year? It is mating season for most of us, after all. Unless, of course, that's why you're out here in the first place. I think we could help each other out if that's the case. I get to reproduce, and you don't have to worry about being targeted by monsters until summer.
What's that look for?
Is there something wrong with what I'm offering?
You know, most monsters just take what they want. If you don't want this, you're free to say so. Just don't look at me like that.
Like you're terrified. Is it because of my appearance?
You don't have to act so defensive. I couldn't care less about whether or not you find me attractive. I was referring to what my appearance represents. The silent assassin of the monster world. A brutal huntress who displays no emotion. An insect that strikes terror in the heart of its own species. You see the blades on my arms? The sleek, green, shitness armor on my skin?
I'm sure you know exactly what I am, because every natural instinct that wants you to run is screaming it. Praying mantis. What is it that you think I'm going to do to you? Do you think I'm going to eat you? I'm sure you've heard the methods of my hunting. I hear it's quite the sight to see. It's a bit hard for my prey to get away with a head. What's even more terrifying for your kind is that I don't show even the slightest bit of emotion after my prey falls. Is that the thought that terrifies you? Having your own biology betray you, and once I get what I want, your last thoughts of the emotionless eyes of a huntress. Here's my question. If that was my plan, why would I bother asking for your consent? I don't ask my prey if they want to be eaten, so why would I treat you any differently if that were the case? Of course, I'm not sure if you want to hear what that does make you in my eyes. My kind have no need for emotional attachments. I just need you to impregnate me, and I can go back home until it's time for me to leave the forest and mate again. I don't understand why you still seem to have an issue with this. Clearly, you're the one for nature walks even during mating season. If I take what I want and then don't claim you, it'll still take time for my scent to go away. That means, unless a monster is actually in your presence, they won't go out of their way to mate with you. Besides, I'm the one who's going to be doing all the work. All you have to do is stay out of my way. What do I mean by that? Well, these scythes aren't just for show, as I'm sure you know. They'll cut your clothes like a hot knife cuts through snow. Why don't I give you a little demonstration? Stay completely still. I see that my closeness is causing you to tremble. I can work around that. You can tremble if it makes you feel better. Just know that if you still don't want me to do this, all you have to do is tell me to stop. Do you see how precise my blade is? Your shirt is in tatters, and there's not even as much as a mark on your skin. I can feel your body starting to heat up. Are you turned on by this? You're insane, you know that?
The blades on my arms are designed to be the most efficient weapons for a huntress like me. Razor sharp and permanently fixed onto me. Yet here you are, turned on by my ability to use them. If this is an attempt to flatter me, it's not working. I'm sorry if my lack of caring offended you, but this interaction isn't the only thing I feel nothing for. The only thing I know is survival. Wake up, hunt, eat, sleep. As long as my kind prospers, I am content. Just because you're a tool for that cycle does not change what I am, or how I feel. I don't understand. Why do you still have that confused look on your face? I've just explained to you that it's not personal. What more do you need? Is there logistics to mating that I'm unaware of? No, I don't intend to make you my betrothed. I'm telling you the truth. I want nothing more from you than the ability to multiply. It's quite logistical for me. I don't enjoy this. I'm not interested in you. I just need to do my job. Would you prefer for me to leave you be? Or are you looking for reassurance that you won't get tied up with a monster like me? I see. Good. Now then. Would you prefer to do this sitting down or standing up? All right. On the ground, back against the tree. Good. Now to get rid of these pants. Don't complain. Given your village's proximity to the forest, you arriving home with shredded clothes can easily be explained as you running away from a monster. Or you fending it off, depending on if there's somebody you want to impress. Remember, hold still. Before I begin, I'll remind you once more that you have a choice in this. I'm reminding you not because I care, but because if you start struggling, you'll accidentally cut yourself on one of my blades, and believe it or not, I don't want to hurt you. I'll leave that head of yours on its shoulders when I'm done as well. You know, I've noticed that you haven't explicitly answered me. You've just gone along with all of this. Are you perhaps into this? It makes no difference to me, but if it means I get a better load out of you, I'm willing to take whatever I can get. Whatever. How about we start? I'll just position myself over you and what the hell? Why am I starting to feel hot? Nothing's wrong. Just remember what I said about staying still. What is this? My body, it feels like it's on fire. in my chest. I like something is squeezing it. And why is it so hard for me to look you in the eyes? Blushing? I'm not blushing. You're the one that's blushing. I don't care about this. I don't care. I don't care. Why the fuck do I care about you? You human, what have you done to me? I don't believe you. Did you poison me somehow? Is that why you were so compliant? I don't know what's going on with me, but every time I sink onto your cock, I get these feelings that I've never felt before. You're connected to this somehow, but I want to feel more of this. The deeper I force you, the better I feel, and the better I feel, the more of this that happens. You're taking responsibility for this. I can't let you go, not after this. Get ready. Eat you? Why on earth would I eat you? The only part of you that's getting eaten is your cock by my pussy. Now you just be a nice little human and take it. Can you do that for me? Good boy. It feels like how it felt to see a deer after going days without eating. Something inside of me is starving for you, but it isn't my stomach. The thought of you being forced between my jaws is appealing. So what is this aching? Why do I want to taste but not eat? I'm pounding you as hard as I possibly can. And why isn't enough? Why do I still crave more? More. More. I can go harder. I can force you in deeper. Yeah, that feels right. I bet you got real scared when my blade went to the tree right next to you. I bet you didn't think you'd be the one impaling me, did you? Oh, God. Every time I slam down against you, I can see and feel such delicious things coming from you. It makes me want to go even harder. Can I go harder? The things that I want to do but have no grasp for how they're done. They don't make sense, but every time you look up at me with those adorable eyes of yours, I want to find a way to become one with you. Oh, that's right. Keep moaning for me. I don't care if you're going to be sore afterwards. I'll take good care of you. I'll give you shelter. I'll clothe you. I'll hunt for you. I'll make love to you. Oh, I never knew what I was missing out on, but now that I know, I have no intention of letting you go. I'm claiming you as mine, human. Sorry to go back on what I said, but I need you. I need to keep feeling this fire in my cunt that sears me with every thrust, every time I think of you. Mm-hmm.
You're starting to tense up. You're about to come, aren't you? I want you as deep inside of me as possible when you do. Don't mind my arm pulling you against me. In fact, wrap your arms around me. Let me feel all of you. I want to feel you as your body spasms, as my insides wring your cock dry inside of my aching cunt. So come on, come for me. Come for me. Fucking come for me. Yes, yes. Oh. 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 Mm. Was much better than I had anticipated. In my state, it seems that I acted a bit rash. Sorry if I caused any damage to you. What's that look for? You seem sad. I do admit that I feel different than before. Better. Am I smiling? Human, can I keep you? I want to feel like that again. I want to take you home with me. The things I'm saying make no sense. Having a child would already create a strain on my hunting patterns, and having another mouth to feed on top of that is even worse, but I need you. Can I please have you? Thank you. It would seem that you're much too worn out to do any walking, and I admit I'm a bit fatigued from the experience. You can rest against me if you want. My arms are sturdy enough to handle it. Yes. Just place your head against my chest and I'll wrap my arms around you. There you go. You know, I've never thought of using my blades for anything other than hunting. But if anyone tries to hurt you, I pity them. Because they're going to see a side of me I am only just discovering. The side of me that needs you close to me. To feel myself wrapped around you. But rest for now. I'll keep watch over you. I love you.